again until they really get the sense of what we're doing. And then we would say, which feels better? The economic tide has turned so severely that everyone is struggling and having a very hard time, or there are always those that thrive in all tides, and we may as well be one of them. Which feels better? Right. We would continue by saying something like, still always giving choices. What we've gained, the talents that we've gathered, and the progress that we've made has now sort of all been lost. We stand as clearer, more focused, knowing more what we want, participants, mm-hmm. than ever before, and there will always be a payoff in that.
Right.
And so as you just chew with them, you will feel them relax and begin, you will actually feel their resistance dissipating as you give them those choices. And then once they have begun to demonstrate that, in other words, you can even get them to begin making statements, mm-hmm. is a very wonderful mm-hmm. written exercise. So then as they begin yeah. making these statements, then you could, once you are sure that they are understanding mm-hmm. the path of least resistance, then you could say, all right, now let's go back and escalate that issue again. And everyone would find it quite funny. Because once you've got them into that place of resistance, then to yeah. go back and make those statements that they were making just an hour before, right. mm-hmm. those statements stand out like sore thumbs. It becomes so obvious that that is utterly the wrong approach. And then say to them, depending upon how much time you have mm-hmm. with them, begin watching for the evidence of this exercise as soon as today. Mm-hmm. Because once their resistance has been diffused even a little bit, doors begin to open,
right.
things begin to improve, mm-hmm. ideas begin to flow. Yes.
That's very helpful. Thank
yes.
you.
Yes,
thank
indeed.
You.
Something more?
May I ask an entirely different question?
Yes.
And it has to do with...
we cannot promise an entirely different answer. We only have one answer.
True. maybe I need to hear it differently. it's about sleep and dreams. I mean, this morning you referred to, if you've got problems, go to sleep. Ever since I was born, I've had very little sleep. Between 2 and 4 hours a night. And it seems to serve me reasonably well. I mean, I don't seem to be suffering from it. But then I was listening to some of your older tapes, and you talked about how Esther would go to bed, clearly having a really wonderful night's sleep, get up in the morning feeling like Tarzan and saying, this is a new day, a new beginning, and so on. Well, I try to do that. The question is, when do I do it? What I try to do is, in the middle of the night, go back to sleep, but I'm still clearly wide awake. And so I don't seem to have the real difference between being asleep and awake, because even when I'm asleep, I'm conscious of noise and so on. And then I remember you talking about dreams. And on the rare occasions that I remember dreams, I guess I have them, but I remember them rarely. They always...
Sleep helps.
Yeah. They seem to be negative ones. They're either sort of chase dreams or they're embarrassing dreams. And at one time I woke up feeling kind of bad, and then having listened to some of your material, I kept telling myself, well, they are dreams. My inner being is trying to tell me something. Maybe I'm taking things too seriously, or maybe I'm doing this, that, and the other. But I just wondered if you had some advice, because I don't know whether I've locked myself into a pattern of negative dreams and not much sleep because I have been expecting them, or whether it's natural for me.
We would not assume that every night you are having negative dreams, because, as you say, it is rare that you are even aware that you are dreaming, and it is rare of those dreams that, in other words, every dream that you have is not a negative dream. Now let's start at the beginning of all of this. First, we want to say to you that when you sleep, your consciousness does reemerge with non-physical. Mm-hmm. The sleep experience is not technically, in terms of consciousness, any different than the death experience, mm-hmm. except that there is a quicker return to the consciousness in your physical expression when you awaken. Mm-hmm. When we say that slumber is a very nice way.